وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his rahmah and blessings on you. آمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وأقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, today we're discussing the rewards of fulfilling the zakah, and we will quote to you a number of Quranic ayats speaking about the excellence of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Those who have believed and performed good deeds and established the salah and continued giving the zakah, for them is their reward with their sustainer. Neither do they have any fear, nor will they grieve. والمقيمين الصلاة والمؤتون الزكاة والمؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر أولئك سنؤتيهم أجرا عظيما. An applause for those who remain constant in salah, those who are givers of zakah, and those who have conviction in Allah and in the day of resurrection. It is to such that we shall give a mighty reward. خذ من أموالهم صدقة تطهرهم وتزكيهم بها. Take zakat from their wealth so that you may purify them and bless them thereby. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون أولئك هم الوارثون الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون. Successful indeed are the believers who are humble in the salah, who do not pay heed to futile talk, who continually pay the zakat. It is they who are the inheritors, who shall inherit the paradise of cool shade. They shall abide therein forever. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. My mercy encompasses all things, Allah says. I shall therefore write it for those who have fear, who give the zakah, and who have conviction in our words. وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. And whatever you give of zakat during the pleasure, desiring the pleasure of Allah, it is they who will have their recompense multiplied. وَالَّذِينَ فِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. Those in whose wealth there is a due portion for the beggar and the dispossessed. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. Take zakat from their wealth so that you may purify them and bless them thereby. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة. They were solely ordered to worship Allah, devotedly worshipping Him alone on the path of Ibrahim, and that they establish the Salah and pay the Zakah. This is the path of strong-minded people. Ibn Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Islam is based on five fundamentals, bearing testimony that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his servant and his messenger. Number two, establishing salah. Number three, giving zakah, the compulsory charity. Number four, pilgrimage of the house. And number five, fasting in the month of Ramadan. Abu Ayyub radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a person asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inform me of a deed that will admit me into paradise. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that you worship Allah without ascribing any partner to him, you establish salah, you give zakah, and you maintain your ties of kinship. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that a Bedouin came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, direct me to a deed which if I do, I will enter paradise. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you worship Allah without ascribing any partner to him, that you establish the prescribed salah, that you give the compulsory zakah, that you fast in the month of Ramadan. The Bedouin said, I take an oath by that being in whose control is my life. I will not do more than this. When he turned and left, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he who would like to see a person from the inhabitants of paradise should look at this person. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala narrates that a man from the Banu Tamim came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am a very wealthy person. I have a family and wealth. Tell me what should I do and how I should spend. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you must take out the zakah from your wealth, for it is a purifier which will purify you. You must maintain the ties of kinship with your relatives. You must fulfill the rights of the poor, the neighbor, and the beggar. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala and Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala narrate, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered a sermon saying, I take an oath by that being in whose control is my life. He said this three times. He then lowered his head. Everyone from amongst us also lowered his head and began crying, not knowing for what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took that oath. He then raised his head. His face was beaming, and this sight was more beloved to us than red camels. He then said, when a person offers the five salahs, fasts in the months of Ramadan, gives the zakah, and abstains from the seven major sins, then the doors of paradise are certainly open for him, and it is said to him, enter with peace. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, inform me of a deed that will admit me into paradise and keep me far away from the hellfire. He replied, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you have asked about a very serious matter. It is very easy for the person for whom Allah Jalla Jalaluhu makes it easy, that you worship Allah without ascribing any partners to him, that you establish the salah, that you give the zakah, that you fast in the month of Ramadan, and that you make the pilgrimage to the house. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to those who were around him, guarantee me six things, and I will guarantee your paradise. I asked, what are they, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? He replied, salah, zakah, trustworthiness, safeguarding the private part, safeguarding the stomach, and safeguarding the tongue. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala narrates that a man asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, can you tell me what the recompense is if a person fulfills the zakah of his wealth? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who fulfills the zakat of his wealth, then his evil has certainly left him. Al-Hakim rahimahullah narrates the above as follows. If you fulfill the zakah of your wealth, you have in fact removed the evil of your wealth. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if you fulfill your zakah, you have in fact paid off your due. He who accumulates unlawful wealth and then gives it in charity will have no reward for him therein. The burden of that unlawful wealth will remain on him. And Hassan narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, safeguard your wealth through zakah, treat your sick people through charity, and respond to the waves of calamity through supplication and beseeching Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Al-Qamar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to them, the perfection of your Islam is that you fulfill the zakat of your wealth. Samura radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, establish salah, give zakah, perform the hajj, perform the umrah, and remain steadfast so that Islam may be upheld through you. Amr ibn Murrah al-Juhani radiallahu ta'ala narrates, a person from Quda'ah came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, I testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and you are the messenger of Allah. I offered the five salahs. I kept fast in the month of Ramadan. I stood up in salat at night in the month of Ramadan, and I fulfilled the zakah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who passes away in such a way shall be from among the truthful, siddiqeen, and the martyrs. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who establishes the salat, gives the zakah, performs the pilgrimage to the house, fasts in the month of Ramadan, and honors the guest, shall enter paradise. The reward for he who fulfills the zakat of his wealth wholeheartedly. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, there are five acts which if a person does with iman, he will enter paradise. Number one, he who safeguards the five salats together with their wudu, bowing posture and prostration. He who fulfills the salats at their prescribed times. Number three, he who fasts in the month of Ramadan. Number four, he who performs the pilgrimage of the house if he has a means to undertake the journey. Number five, he who fulfills the zakah wholeheartedly. Abdullah ibn Muawiyah al-Ghadiri radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, there are three things which if a person does, he has certainly got the taste of iman. He who worships Allah Jalla Jalaluhu alone. Number two, who knows with certainty that there is none worthy of worship except Allah. Number three, he who fulfills the zakat of his wealth wholeheartedly and unhesitatingly every year. He does not give an animal in zakat that is very old, one that is mangy and one that is sick, nor one that is of low quality and loathsome. Rather, from your average wealth, because Allah Jalla Jalaluhu did not ask you for the best of your wealth, nor did he command you to give from the worst of your wealth. Ubayd ibn al-Umayr al-Laythi narrates from his father, Umayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the occasion of farewell hajj and pilgrimage, surely the friends and awliya of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu are those who offer salah, and he who offers the five salats which Allah Jalla Jalaluhu prescribes on him, fasts in the month of Ramadan, expecting the reward for his fast, fulfills the zakat wholeheartedly, and abstains from the major sins which Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is prohibited. A man from his companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many major sins are there? He replied, there are nine. The greatest of them is ascribing partners with Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, killing a believer without a just cause, fleeing from the battlefield, slandering a chaste woman, resorting to magic, devouring the wealth of an orphan, devouring usury, disobeying Muslim parents, violating the sanctity of Al-Masjid Al-Haram. A person who passes away not having committed any of these deeds and having established the salah and fulfilled the zakah shall certainly accompany Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the middle of paradise, whose door panels are of gold. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of understanding the five basic pillars of Islam, the rewards of zakah and charity, And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us steadfast on the straight path. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.